much, choir. You're a pretty rough crowd to follow, but we'll give it a shot. I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful women out there. And I want to take a moment to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. She will be 94 years young this year. It also happens to be that the 12th of May is my sister's birthday, and I want to send her a wish for the happiest of days as well. I want to wish also my daughter and my stepdaughter a happy Mother's Day. They have the most wonderful children. It's amazing. But there's also stories that we have learned from them. There's things that we learn from those who are younger and older and wiser, and even older sisters. But from my daughter, I remember a time when her two sons were very young, maybe 6 and 8. And they were in the bedroom playing, and suddenly the young one comes out with tears and he says, "Oh, Jordan hit me." And so Angela, my daughter, stands up and she says, "Jordan, get out here." And he comes out and she looks at him and she said, "You are not to hit my son." The look on Jordan's face was such a lesson learned, because he suddenly realized that he was on the same level and the same plane as his little brother. That he was not, "Do not hit your brother." It was, "Do not hit my son." I thought it was very impactful and very smart, and I was very proud of her, and I stay very proud of her. She's a great mom. My stepdaughter, Sarah, has two children who couldn't be any more different from one another. And when Jackson, which some of you know as Little Rocket Man, was very young, and he was just starting to say his sentences and such, we took him to the fair. And we took him to see those model trains that are at the fairgrounds. And we walked through, and when we got done, he started screaming. And we were like, "Okay." And he was throwing an absolute tantrum. And I watched Sarah, and she pulled him aside. And very calmly, she said, "I know you are unhappy, but I can't help you if you don't give me words." And slowly, she knew what he wanted. But she told him, she said, "Say, I, want, to, see, the train." And he repeated after her, and by the time he was finished, he was completely calm. And she said, "Great, let's go see the trains." Another lesson learned. She didn't lose her temper. And she slowly but surely brought that young man around. And I just admired that so much. And there's many, many other stories to be told about mothers and how they mother. Not always did I get it right, but I always knew that I was never alone in the walk that I had. When we think about our mothers or parents in general, we can often recall the many lessons as we grew up. There's so many ways that we learn in our lives. We start our lives not as a blank page, but a complete book already written by God. The lessons along the way are combined to help us grow into the mold that He has already set. But if we do not listen or choose to forget our lessons, we can become lost along our way. But have no doubt, He will continue to watch us, and He'll wait for us to come home. Remember, the one lost is just as important as the 99 found. Some lessons come from others. Eating with a fork, reading, writing, arithmetic, or riding a bike. Art, sports, and so much more. Without the guidance of someone to teach us, we would not have any of these skills. And the same goes with love and kindness. A child learns what they live. Some lessons we learn on our own. What our interests are, what our talents are, and are not. How to make choices, both wise and not. When to hold them and when to fold them. Some lessons were learned and then forgotten. How to read music, speak another language, play an instrument, build a house from a deck of cards, and obviously, geometry. A great many of our, most of our lessons came from, my lessons came from my grandparents and from Sunday school. These are lessons that I believe we are lacking for the children of today. A respect for nature and all that it provides us. It took me years to figure out what my papa meant when I was about 7 and we were snapping green beans. And he said, "Child, we eat what we can, and what we can't, we can." Lessons of loving one another and kindness. Mostly, whom can we turn to in times of trial and pain? If we are not taught about God and Jesus Christ, how can we know true unconditional love? I know you are all familiar with the prayer of serenity, do unto others, and footprints in the sand. I have many times used these as lessons to find comfort, patience, and peace. Forgiveness, grace, and love are three of the most amazing gifts that we receive from God. We do not have to seek them, as they are already given there for us to receive. And each week we receive it at his table. God loves us so very much, he gave us his only son. It would be beautiful if everyone knew just this one lesson, especially our young people. I look today upon young people who do know that they can turn to God, who do know that there is a higher power, and they do know that there is someone who will love them no matter what and will carry them when they need to be carried. It falls on us to teach and to reach out and to let these young people know that they are not alone and never will be. When burdens are heavy, they can turn them over to God and find comfort in doing so. There are so many young lives lost way too early in this world we live in. It's a hard world, and we need to spread this love and this word about God and Jesus Christ. They leave simply because they felt there was nothing left and no one to care or to turn to. The world can be mean and tough, and without the lessons of love and kindness, it will be dark and very lonely. If kindness is spread, more kindness will prevail. I have not always been the best at making good decisions, nor is my track record perfect for knowing when and what to say, and when to say nothing. But I do know that I am trying to do what is good and right, that my journey is not complete, and that I have much more to learn. I know that I am never alone and am sometimes carried when I have no strength left. It's enough. It's good. In Proverbs 27:17-27, it reads, "People learn from one another, just as iron shapes iron. Take care of a fig tree, and you will have figs to eat." We need to love one another and bless one another. We are called upon as Christians to spread the word of our faith, to show through example a life of kindness and giving, to reach out to all and to show love and acceptance. It is not an easy thing to teach, nor an easy thing to learn. And I do believe each of us could say that we have forgotten these lessons ourselves along the way from time to time. But if there is a basis, a knowledge of God in your life, you will always, always know that he will be with you through it all, giving you strength, giving you purpose, so that others can see him in you. Amen.